kids. Yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show. On tonight's show, well, it's one of those shows. Oh, look. It's one of those shows where the theme song just stops randomly and then starts up again. Fitting. Okay. Seems to be going fine. Hurry up. Hurry up, boys. Finish before you stop again. Yeah. We lost a couple of dear folks over the last week or so since we were here last. I hate when that happens. I mean, sure, we play a bunch of great music by them, and it's always great to hear all this great music, but I'd just as soon not lose them, you know? We got some great music coming up from Ross the Boss, from the Dictators, as well as our old pal John D. Graham. And there'll be other things too. Don't worry. Won't all be sad. Just mostly. Mostly sad. Here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Oh,
Yeah, we'll be calling on a few angels tonight to get us through paying tribute to Mr. John D. Graham. A sorry piece of news indeed. John D. passed away after surviving so much for the last, gosh, man, like 10 years anyway. More than that, really. Three back surgeries last year alone. And he died by accidentally falling while he was letting his dog out of his house. Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know too many details, but better that than, gosh, most anything, really, you know? Hope the dog appreciated it. That was Wave Goodbye from John D's first solo record, Escape from Monster Island. I don't know who your favorite Texas songwriter of all time was. I know Bob Dylan's Coffee Table, Cowboy Boots, blah, blah, blah. But John D was mine. And I think we'll listen to one more from this album.
I'm on the airplane. Well, the wings started to shake the second we left the ground. That black box is around here somewhere. Keep looking around. Red meat and wreckage, 2 feet deep in the field. Oh, once upon a time I wondered, but now I guess I know. Chicken right down the bone. And the navigator was a hopeless drunk, couldn't find his own way home. And the stewardess had the frozen smile of fear plastered all over her face. So I ordered up some miniatures, gonna have me a drink. White courtesy phone, but you never showed. And I waited for you at the airport bar, but you never showed. Just me and a basketball team waiting there at the gate. Well, you never showed. Sometimes
Right, that was John D. Graham with his pals in the True Believers, recorded not that long ago in Austin, Texas, radio station KUTX. They had a bit of a reunion and recorded a couple of new songs and did a radio session and released an EP of that stuff. Worth checking out for sure, called Dedication. We also heard Black Box from the album Summerland and Airplane from Escape from Monster Island. The True Believers, who we just heard there, believe it or not, actually played Winnipeg shortly after the release of their, at the time, the only released album. There was a second one that took about 20 years to be released, but the debut album saw them actually come through Winnipeg. They played at Wellington's, 1987. Yep. Crazy, huh? I was there. I was there. I and three girls were the only ones who actually got up onto the dance floor. Everybody else was sitting there like bumps on logs. It wasn't a huge crowd. Wasn't a boisterous affair, but, you know, a handful of us had a ton of fun. AC/DC cover in the encore, I remember that. You know, True Believers, basically a bunch of Austin, Texas punk rockers who started listening to Hank Williams and formed a band. Of course, the Escovedo Brothers were in there, amongst others. Here's something from the, at the time, unreleased second album. Eventually, Ryko Disc took both of the records and put them out in 1994. But this thing was recorded in, like, I'm going to guess 1989, thereabouts. All of John D. Graham's songs on the albums were eventually re-recorded by him on his solo records. But I kind of like this one. This is called One Moment to Another. The late, great John D. Graham and the True Believers on the Twang Trust.
Seek out the hurting, says. John D. Graham, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
till the money run out. We're shot and dope till the money run out. We're shot and dope till the money run out. Money ran out.
The classic from the album Hooray for the Moon. That was Laredo, Small Dark Something, covered by James McMurtry, I believe, three times in total. Yep, he's done it a few, including on his most recent album. James and John shared the stage at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas, many, many, many times. There's footage of John talking about James. You can watch it on YouTube. Live from the River City Social Club here in Winnipeg in 2014. It's worth a look. It's worth a listen. It's great. Somebody made the comment that they've been looking at John D. videos. They've watched millions of them, and that was their very favorite one. So, yeah, check that out. We're actually going to listen to a couple of cuts from that. John D., oddly enough, as, you know, minimally known artists go, they generally don't come to Winnipeg often unless they make it to the Folk Festival, which John D. never did. At that show, I remember him making a plea. If anybody knew anybody at the Folk Festival, to please let him know how great he was and that he should play the Folk Fest. And apparently, if anyone ever did, it went on deaf ears, because John D., I don't know why, but never made it to the Winnipeg Folk Festival. That's when those were like the really ugly hipster years. Remember that, when that new guy took over and everybody thought Folk Festival was going to be great, and then the first year was, and then it went to hell for like 15 years? Remember that? All it would have taken was booking John D. Graham a couple of times. Anyway, John D. made it to town here, though, numerous times. We talked about the True Believers being at Wellington's 1987. He also opened for John Hiatt in 2004 at the Jim Cale Theater. And what a twosome that was. Holy moly. John went over so great. I mean, John is easily as good as John Hiatt's ever been. And nobody there had a clue, but by the end of his set, people were dying to buy his new record. Hooray for the Moon had just been released, but hadn't made it up here yet. And John had no copies to sell. I was the only person in the entire city that owned one, because I got a promo copy. I was showing it off, being obnoxious about it, I recall, at the little merch table there. But, I made me feel special. And then he sort of, well, he didn't actually play here in 2008, but he came to town in 2008. I hung out with him at Union Station for a good while. We had a great chat. It got written up in Stylus magazine. I have to dig that issue out somewhere. the 2008 issue. John Dee was part of the polar bear train that was leaving from Winnipeg, going up to Churchill and back. Fred Eaglesmith was headlining that outfit. Gerf Morlix was on the train. All kinds of great folks. And John Dee Graham amongst them. And the plan was the train was going to leave Winnipeg, go up to Churchill, come back, and then everybody was going to do this big blowout show at the Royal Albert, of all places. Like, what a crew to be playing the Royal Albert. Would have been amazing. Except for the fact that the train was like 8 hours late. So the show never happened. But you can buy the poster for a mere $20 if you go to www.gigposters204.com. Say you were there. Nobody will ever know. It'll be a secret. Me and you, we won't tell anyone. We'll tell them how great it was. And then 2014, I got sick of John Dee never playing folk festival, so what do? I bring him up myself. We did a three-venue, three-night house concert tour of Winnipeg. We did one night at Jeff's place, and kudos to Jeff for putting on like a six-hour John Dee Graham special over the weekend. Don't know if you heard that one. But check out UMFM archives if you want. And yeah, Jeff played every song you could possibly want to hear by John Dee Graham, except most of the ones I'm playing here tonight. Can't believe, well, even, you know, you play like a 3 hour show, you're going to leave out a lot of gems because John Dee was that great. But yeah, we brought John up 2014, did three shows, one at Jeff's place, one at my place, and then one, the least attended of the three nights, but by far the best of the shows, happened at the River City Social Club. I got the poster in front of me here somewhere. June 19th it was, 2014. And we're going to listen to a couple of songs from that night. The recording is not bad. We're going to hear two songs from that night. One of them is great. It's a ton of fun. It's John basically torturing his backing band. Gordy from the River City Social Club took it upon himself to put a local all-star band together to back John up for a good while at the show. And wow, it turned out to be the greatest house concert show, I think, pretty much in the history of the world. I don't know if Prince ever played somebody's bathroom. You know, that scenario, that could have been a better show, maybe, if Prince played your bathroom. But otherwise, John Dee in the basement there at the River City Social Club, backed up by the Canadian Cox. Greatest house concert ever. And we're going to hear John torture his backing band a little bit on one song. And then the song after that, the vocals, the band is rocking out so much you can't really hear the vocals very well. It's kind of crummy in that regard, the sound quality. But both Damon Mitchell and John Dee rip off such great solos. The whole band really is amazing on that one. And more importantly, John Dee says my name in the intro, so we're going to hear that in this next set of music. But here's one I recall him doing at the Jim Cale Theater opening for John Hiatt from the album Hooray for the Moon. Or is it? Wait a minute. No, it's not. Never mind. It's from this album here, The Great Battle. That's the one. That's the one I had that nobody else did at the Burt that night. Featuring, oddly enough, a song that was written by some cat from Winnipeg.
Did I see you down in a young girl's town with your mother and so much pain? Well, I was almost there at the top of the stairs. tell you that it was only a change of plan. Well, dream up, come on, fill your cup with the promise of a man. Well, dream up, come on, fill your cup with the promise of a man.
How are we feeling, boys?
Good.
Yeah? E minor.
Bye, y'all. Play, but it turns out that it was on the list of songs that Stu gave them to learn. So apparently Stu wants to hear it. And the rest of the night has gone so successfully with the Cox that I'm willing to run the risk of a hilarious train wreck. Not gonna happen, train wrecks.
Oh, who doesn't love a train wreck?
Thank you.
night, guys.
Good night, John. What a night. What a night. Big ups to the Canadian Cox, Damon Mitchell on guitar, Twisty on bass, Corndog on drums, and big extra ups to Gordy at the River City Social Club for putting that one together. Night three of the 2014 three-night, three-venue house concert tour of Winnipeg by John D. Graham. And more ups to Mike June for driving John all the way up here and putting up with him. I'm sure it could be a chore. Although it's funny, you know, whenever somebody passes away, you always see, you know, a million remembrances and little tributes people write up on the Facebook, on social media and stuff. I don't think I've ever seen nearly as many accolades going out to anyone as I have John D. Graham. And I know that's just, you know, it's, I guess, who you're friends with on the platform and algorithms and blah, 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 right? I mean, it's just because I like the people I like. I see so much of it. But every single one of them, you know, it's like everybody who ever spoke to John D. Graham was his best friend, it seemed. And, you know, I feel the same way. I mean, I spoke to him a few times, hung out with him a little bit here and there, but, I mean, it's not like we were, you know, friends. But, man, he went out of his way to make you feel like you were. And we're going to miss him. And the same damn day that John D. Graham passed away, the guitarist of this band passed away. Ross the Boss had many last names. We'll start off calling him Funicello, which wasn't his real last name at all. From the debut record Go Girl Crazy, this is The Dictators.